Hi everybody. So hopefully you've got your lovely delicious looking things in front of you. I have right here this here cake provided by Mr. Carl Straw, and it is distracting me. And as I left my kids downstairs, they were saying, oh, can we have those? They've got tiffin downstairs from Heather. Can we have our tiffin yet? Oh, we really want it. And they're finding having it in front of them very distracting. So I wonder, are you all distracted by the lovely food that you've got in front of yourself? Are you just thinking, oh, get on with it, Laura, so that we can finish and eat this lovely cake? As you all know, we've had a really awful and traumatic week saying goodbye to Rich's brother, Matt. It's been really tough for Rich. It's been upsetting for all of us, but we have so appreciated the expressions of love that have turned up on our doorstep from several of you. We felt really loved, and we've really appreciated each one of you who've come and dropped off a card or something else. And some of you have dropped off edible things to express your love, which has been very kind. But every time I go into our kitchen, they are calling out to me, Laura, Laura, I'm delicious, eat me, look at me. And I might resist and I might get on with what I was doing, but the lovely cakes are still on my mind and I long for them. And today we're looking at a verse that is the next of our Beatitudes. And it is this: blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. So Jesus is talking about something much more. We have just a glimpse in that kind of, oh, I really want to eat this cake. He's talking about genuine hunger and thirst, when all you can think about is getting hold of something to eat or drink, something that we've probably never really experienced, or very few of us have experienced. So what he's talking about hungering and thirsting for is righteousness. Now, what do you think that righteousness is? Just have a chat with the person or people next to you, or have a little think if you're on your own. What does it mean to be righteous, or to be hungry for righteousness? What does that make you think of? And you can type it in the chat if you like, and I'll give you just a couple of seconds to do that. I wonder how many of you said something like doing the right thing, or maybe something along those lines. I'm just having a look. Oh yeah, we've got a doing the right thing and following Jesus from Patrick. We've got a justice, doing right things, holiness, justice, goodness. Oh, okay. Peter says right with the Spirit. That's an interesting one. Yeah. Being mad right in God's eyes. Oh, I'm guessing that means made right. I thought you were being really street then, Dave. Being mad right in God's eyes. Yeah, doing right. Okay, so yeah, so as I thought we might have, we've got a few doing kind of words. So righteousness is something that we do, or is it? Let's have a look. Sorry, I'm just going to check. I'm being silly with my technology here. I need to actually share it rather than just look at it myself. There we go. Okay. So let's have a look. So righteousness is first and foremost actually about our status. So it's something that is true about us. So it's actually something whereby we are made righteous, or we're considered in the right by God. So it's an undeserved gift from God. It's something only he can do. And it's a bit like the poor in spirit thing that we were talking about. It's something that we recognize we can't do for ourselves. So First and foremost, being righteous is about being in right relationship with God. So that right with the Spirit was actually along the right sort of lines. It's considered in the right by God. So it's not about us doing the right thing necessarily. It's God saying that we're in the right, even though we make bad choices and we get things wrong. And these two things that you can see on your screen right now, our relationship with God being right and our status before God being in the right, God saying, yeah, you're okay with me. These things are true already of anyone who's put their faith in Jesus. But righteousness goes a bit deeper than this. It's a bit like this delicious cake. It has lots of layers. Now, I was going to use an onion and I thought a layer cake is a bit more appropriate today. So just like this lovely cake, righteousness has lots of delicious layers for us to explore. And even though, as we've seen, God has made us right already, we long to be made right, to be put right, and to be as we were made to be. We long to be better. And it made me think about my kids. And sometimes they make bad choices and they get things wrong. And when they do, they say sorry, and they accept the forgiveness that I always give them. But they want to not make the same mistake again. And sometimes they'll say to me, oh, I keep making bad choices. And I know how they feel. They long, just like I do, to be more in line with who God has made me to be, for my words, my deeds, and my thinking, just like Matt was talking about in the previous Beatitude talk, that my speaking, my thinking, my doing would all be in line with what God wants and who he's made me to be. So we hunger and we thirst to be put right. And this week, I am hungrier than ever for God to put the world right. Yeah, Rich and I are grieving the world not being as it should be right now. And we are longing for God's covenant love, which is what righteousness is about, and his justice, which again is part of it, to be made fully ruling over the world around us and the creation that is groaning along with our family this week. But the good news is that there's a second part to what Jesus says. He says, you're blessed if you long for these things. You're blessed if you long to be made right with God, for the world to be made right, for things to be put right. Because we can come to you, because you do satisfy us. You are the only one who can truly satisfy us, Lord. And so we come to listen to you now. So we finished the first part of what I was saying with me, and I hope some or all maybe of you longing for God to put us right, not only to give us that status of being right in God's eyes, for him to say, yeah, you're okay and you're in right relationship with me now, but for that to blossom into something that changes us and makes us righteous in the way that we behave, the way that we speak, and all that we are. And longing for the world to be put right, to be as it should be. And it doesn't take a lot to look around and see that that's not the case right now. So now for the good news. Let's go for part two. So Jesus says that these cravings, these longings, this hunger and thirst for his righteousness in all of its fullness will be satisfied. There's hope for all of us. And I'm so thankful. I'll share some of these verses in the kind of midweek stuff that I send out. I'm so thankful for the verses in the Bible that tell me that God's going to carry on the work that he started in me and bring it to completion. And right now, we have some little tastes of that. We can see that the Holy Spirit at work in us has begun to change us and make us more like Jesus, to make us into that more righteous person that we're longing to be. But it's like a bit of a starter. It's just like an amuse-bouche for those of you who have been to posh restaurants, Carl and others. We get the assurance from the Holy Spirit, and we have those promises, but we know that the main meal is yet to come. And I was thinking about this and the word that is used in this verse about being satisfied or being filled. And the thing that it reminded me of was, I don't know about you, but how I feel at, I would say, approximately 3 o'clock on Christmas Day every year. And that is a little bit like this. I am pleasantly stuffed. And the word in Greek that's used is a bit like that kind of word. We're going to be really nicely fed up, and we'll be so spiritually full that we will need elasticated spiritual waistbands. So Jesus talks about himself as the bread of life and the living water. This little picture of the living water made me chuckle. He says that he can satisfy us in a way that nothing else can. And if you've said yes to Jesus, then you've already begun to be filled. And as we stay connected, like this picture of the grapes on the vine and the branches, the more that we're connected to Jesus and stay connected to him, the more we'll be filled, and the more that we'll become like him. And but we know that we haven't yet arrived. And so we can still say, like the people in this verse, that we are hungry and thirsty for more of that righteousness to become real in our lives and in the lives of people around us. So we press on, we remain connected, we eat of the bread of life, we drink of his living water, so that we can know God better, so that we can be more like him, excuse me, and so that we can make his right ways a reality in the world around us. And we have the promise that in the end we will long no more for that, because we will be completely satisfied. We're going to be spiritually full up. So as you finally get to eat that lovely, delicious cake or whatever item you've had in front of you, I pray that it'll be a reminder to you and to me that we've been made right in God's eyes, that we are being made right by his Spirit, and that eventually God is going to make all things right. And we pray, joining with the Thy Kingdom Come series, the kind of, was it a series? I don't know what to call it, movement, the thing that's going on at the moment that hopefully some of us are joining in with, in praying that he'll make us hungrier for his kingdom.